Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you, including the body of work that Jim Copeland has deposited with us over the years. His insights and scholarship and wisdom, we've been enjoying that for a long time now. He's the director of the Center for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute. That's manhattan-institute.org. Is that right, Jim?
That's right.
And also,
you can also go to www.pointoflaw.com, and we've got lots of commentary there on these legal questions.
Pointoflaw.com. Jim is our is one of our legal scholars, and certainly one of our top Supreme Court observers and scholars. And Jim, one of the things that's going to be is looming on the horizon out there with regard to the Supreme Court is are these lower court cases against. What's being called Obamacare, the health care bill that was passed a little over a year ago, and whether it's constitutional, primarily from the standpoint of what's called the Commerce Clause. Tell the audience about how that case is being mounted.
Well, the main cases against the health care bill, the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, are they're brought by state governments here, and there's a reason why the state governments are the ones bringing this. A, they've got resources, they've got some attorneys general that don't like the rule, and B, they've got what's called standing. I mean, they clearly the state governments are affected by these rules, so they can come in as a plaintiff, where if you or I wanted to say this affects us, we might be able to come in as a plaintiff, but it'd be a trickier thing. There's really two main constitutional challenges being mounted now. Like Congress... Obviously, the U.S. government, the
and
federal
both,
government...
And both of them are against... These are challenges against the health care bill.
Right. They're fundamentally... all the challenges are based on the same basic premise, and that basic premise is that Congress, that the federal government, has exceeded its authority under the Commerce Clause. Article 1 of the Constitution sets out, here are the powers... that Congress has, and it's a government of limited powers. It can only act within these parameters. One of those is the power to regulate commerce among the several states with foreign nations and Indian tribes, which is still called Commerce Clause, the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Right.
If there's business going back and forth across states, Congress can regulate it. And there's obviously reasons why we would want Congress to be able to do that. Now, clearly, this is largely about businesses going across several states. I mean, the healthcare business is a national business to
right.
some significant degree. But there are two main. So one of the main challenges is on this so-called individual mandate. There's a provision of the bill that says you have to buy health insurance. If you don't, you pay a fine.
Right.
And the challenge here is it's really one of first impression. So we don't know for sure how the justices will react,
the bottom line of the Commerce Clause, as I understand it, Jim, is that the court, the cases that are being brought against the challenges to this bill, to this law, are that the government is imposing the requirement to buy a product, which would be the health care law, and if you don't buy the product, you're fined or taxed. I should say fined.
Which is novel.
Taxed. Right, but the point I'm making is that the point of the Commerce Clause, Jim, that they're making is that the government doesn't have the right to do that, to make you or I or me buy any product.
Right, that provision, it's not that you have an individual constitutional right. When Massachusetts did this under what's called Romney Care, colloquially
right.
now, There's no problem with that. The U.S. Constitution federally doesn't give you a right not to have the state government do it.
Right.
But the federal government doesn't have that power. That's
all right,
the
so that's the case. That's the issue. That's what's going to be brought before the Supreme Court.
One. There's another one though.
Hold on. What I want to do though is I don't have enough time to go into that one. The main thing I want to ask you now. Let's look at the Supreme Court, and I've only got about a minute and a half. What do you think the Supreme Court is? How do you think it's going to stack up? What are the scenarios that we could be looking at?
I think it could be anywhere from 5-4, saying that this exceeds Congress's power and is unconstitutional in this provision, or 1-8. And I say this because it's a question of first impression. Justice Thomas has a very clear, articulated vision on what the Commerce Clause means, and I think it clearly fails to meet his vision. The other justices, we don't know about Roberts and Alito. They haven't really ruled on these types of cases yet. I think the four quote-unquote liberals, or the four horsemen, that's what the left called the conservative justices back during the New Deal era, they're going to vote and say this is fine. I mean, I have no
right
question whatsoever. But even Justice, not just Justice Kennedy.
So you're
Justice
saying,
I've only got
20 seconds. You're saying that it's possible that even the conservative judges could rule in favor of this being acceptable under the Commerce Clause.
That's right, because the cases where Kennedy and Scalia have come down the other way have been where the rule in question was really non-economic. Violence
wow
against women, guns in schools.
Right.
This is clearly economic.
Economic, yeah.
So there's no way to know for sure how
very,
to do it.
Very interesting. I haven't heard that argument before, Jim. Thank you for bringing it to us. It'll be interesting to watch what happens. Jim Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, with the Manhattan Institute. That's manhattan-institute.org and pointoflaw.com is his other website. Thanks, Jim, for being here. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.